the pledge to resist. We believe that as a people living in the United States, it is our responsibility to resist the injustices done by our government in our names. Not in our name will you wage endless war. There can be no more deaths, no more transfusions of blood for oil. Not in our name will you invade countries, bomb civilians, kill more children, letting history take its course over the graves of the nameless. Not in our names will you erode the very freedoms you have claimed to fight for. Not by our hands will we supply weapons and funding for the annihilation of families on foreign soil. Not by our mouths will we let fear silence us. Not by our hearts will we allow whole peoples or countries to be deemed evil. Not by our will and not in our name. We pledge resistance. We pledge alliance with those who have undergone attack for voicing opposition to the war or for their religion or ethnicity. We pledge to make common cause with the people of the world to bring about justice, freedom, and peace. Another world is possible, and we pledge to make it real, 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 real.
The greatest real, Americans have not real, been born yet.
Real, real, real.
They're waiting patiently for the past to die. Please give blood. Those crumbled tablets were to share a story with a burning bush. Where is that voice from nowhere to remind us that the holy ground we walk on, purified by native blood, has rooted trees whose fallen leaves now color code a sacred list of demands? Who among us can give translation of autumn hues to morning news? The anchor man thrown overboard has simply rooted us in history's repeating cycle. A nation in its saddened ears that won't acknowledge karma. Where is that voice from nowhere? The ones your prophets spoke of. There are voices from fear, disconnected from their diaphragms, dangling from coffee-covered teeth that spill into our laps and scorch our privates. There are voices from the sides of necks, some already noosed, dangling participles, pronouns running for sentence, serving life in corner offices and ghetto corners. Their voices are the same, dead to themselves, numb to the possibility of truth existing beyond that which they can palm in their hands, period. There are voices of elders, which seem to do no more than damn us to our childish ways. For in many households, wisdom no longer comes with age. So where is that voice from nowhere? That burning bush, that passing dove? I hear the voices of generals calling for ammunition, presidents calling for arms, women calling for help. Where is that voice from nowhere? That God of Abraham, can he be heard over the gunfire, the whiz of passing missiles, the crash of buildings, the cries of children, the crack of bones, the shriek of sirens? Or is that his mighty voice? Your angry God craving the sacrifice of virgin generation sons degenerate. Your holy books written in red ink on burning sands. Your prayers between rounds do no more than fasten the fate of your children to the hammered truth of your trigger. A truth that mushrooms its darkened cloud over the rest of us, so that we too bear witness to the short-lived fate of a civilization that worships a male god. Your weapons are phallic, all of them. That dummy that sits on your lap is no longer a worthwhile spectacle. His shrunken pale face leaves little room for imagination. We have spotted your moving lips and have pinned the voice to its proper source. It is a source of madness, a source of hunger, of power, a source of weakness, a source of evil. We have exited your coliseum and are encircling your box office, demanding our families back, our cultures back, our rituals back, our gods back, so that we may return them to their proper source, the source of life, the source of creation, our mother's womb, the great goddess. We will cut through the barbed wire hangers and chastity belts. We will climb in and incubate our spirits through the winter. We will wait through the degenerate course of your repeated history. We will wait for the past to die.
afternoon. On my orders, the United States military has begun strikes against our staunch friend, Great Britain. Australia, Germany, and France, Canada, more than 40 countries in the Middle East, Africa, Europe, and across Asia. These carefully targeted actions are designed to attack the Islamic faith. This military action is a part of our campaign against diplomacy, intelligence, freedom, clock, tire, the freezing of food, and a lot of bans.
Mr. Speaker.
And a lot of bans.
Members of Congress.
And a lot of bans.
And fellow citizens. Every year, by law and by custom, we meet here to threaten the world.
Threaten the world.
The American flag stands for corporate scandals, recession, stock market declines, blackmail, burning with hot irons, mutilation with electric drills, cutting out tongues, terror, mass murder, and rape. Terror. Our first goal is to show utter contempt for the environment. I have sent you a comprehensive energy plan to devastate communities, kill wildlife, and burn away millions of acres of treasured forests. This government is taking unprecedented measures to protect our people and defend our homeland. We've posted more than 50 small guns in airports, begun inoculating troops and first responders against hopelessness. This year, for the first time, we must offer every child in America 3 nuclear missiles.
That they will control.
And they will own. I have a message for the people of Iraq. We can't help you. Go home and die. And tonight I have a message for the people of Iraq. We will find the innocent. Go home and die. One by one, the terrorists are learning. We are building a culture to encourage international terrorism. One by one, the terrorists are learning. We are building a culture against every child in Iraq. We will deny Iraq. We will ignore Iraq. We will change Iraq. We will dominate Iraq. We will sacrifice peace. And we will intimidate the world. The British government has learned that Saddam Hussein recently had 3 biological and nuclear weapons in his arsenal, even while inspectors were in his country. Saddam Hussein had nuclear weapons in his arsenal. Secretary of State Powell. Plant information to incite fear about Iraq's weapons programs, deceiving the inspectors themselves. And we exercise power without humanity. But why? Powered by drugs. But why?
Because there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the U.S.
Adversity has revealed the character of our country. We exercise power without humanity. And we sacrifice the liberty of strangers. Trusting in the sanity and restraint of the United States is not a strategy, and it is not an option.
Not an option.
All these efforts, however, America's purpose is more than to follow a process. It is to achieve a result.
The end of the civilized world.
The end of the civilized world.
The end of the civilized world. To incite fear.
It's gonna be a riot.
I don't read the newspapers because they all have ugly print.
At the starting of the week, at Summit Talks, you hear them speak. It's only
Time is it?
You never thought we'd go to war after all.
another bomb. Tomorrow is another day. Today is another bomb. Devastation, generation, separation, situation, dissipation. Shot, another shot, another shot. The tender vessel crushing, pop the heart is cold, the gun is hot. Shot, I'm not sure if they done or not. I'm not sure that they wanna stop. The gun is cold, the blood is hot. Shot, 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 shot. The hearts are weak, the guns are not.
But stay calm, there's no need for alarm. You say goodbye to your mom and you're off to Vietnam. You shoot the kill, come back and you're a veteran. But how many veterans are out there peddling? There's no telling, cause they continue selling. As quiet as it's kept, I won't go into depth. You could talk about Nigeria, people used to laugh at you. Now I take a look, I see USA for Africa. This confusion, rewrite the constitution, change the drug in which you're using, rewrite the constitution of the Emancipation Proclamation. We fight inflation, yet the president's still on vacation. BDP Posse, I say 1, 2, 3, the crew is called BDP, and if you want to go to the tip top, stop the violence in hip hop. Might sound a little strange to you. Well, here's the reason I came to you. We gotta put our heads together and stop the violence. Cause real bad boys move in silence. When you're in a club, you come to chill out, not watch someone's blood just spill out. That's what these other people want to see. Another race fight endlessly. You know it being watched, you know it being seen. Some wish to destroy this scene called hip hop, but I won't drop. Not I or Scott LaRock. Well, here is the message that we bring today. Hip-hop will surely decay if we as a people don't stand up and say, stop the violence!
But when I see myself, I see creativity.
So if I can't create, well then I make some money. Jump on this, push your hands up if you're out here getting paid. Jump on this, push your hands up if you're out here getting paid. Hey, 1, 2, 3, the crew is called BDP. And if you wanna go to the tip top, stop the violence in hip hop.
Not blood, not geese, not one of the lads. You know what I say?
Hey Bobby, the Masters are back, up to no good, just like the old days. They play dead when you stood over their grave. They play dead when you stood over their grave. By the time the flags rotted off of their antennas, they are questioning who the real threat is. Big brotherly love is the 21st century's play. Let them upgrade your math, no matter what they have as proof of evil. Remember when they went after the Jewish people? You don't recognize that same black mask as see-through? Attack of the eagles. They don't fall dead before they reach me. Damn, the one is all dead. Fuck what was forced dead. All I ever wanted was a warm bed and house to work on. Exhaust natural resources, forced into war. Restoring wasteful ways, making other countries poor. Monkey see, monkey do, I wonder what those fucking monkeys saw. Keep rethinking the still frames in your mind, and I guarantee they will change in time. Your outline is pixelated, poor resolution. Situation volatile. Naked problem child, trying to find the right clown costume to make his father smile.
Like an alarm, so wake up, brand new, and take off arms. Cause war is necessary, then we'll soon. I just did that like Pacino when it's your dog day afternoon. Attica, Attica, drug agents, you bring no statica. My alphabet will slash that naked flip you automatica. Dramatic, like Alicia, he Muhammad brought the vibes. I bring the sun at red dawn upon the thoughts of false phenomenon. So stand in attention, devil dirt. You never survive choosing sides against the wretched of the earth. The infiltrator, child intoxicator, people incarcerator, liberation movement annihilator. We got you clock pushing rocks in the fair. We got brothers, troopers, subways like the Ho Chi Minh Trail. We got the true daddy, last emperor, KRS in. History manifested, to all the next lesson.
I'm selling crack, what you be doing that? I'm selling crack, what you be doing that?
You know the cops, they got a network for the toxic rhyme.
I'm selling crack, what you be doing that?
So get that flashlight out of my
face. I'm selling crack, what you be doing that?
The last emperor, KRS-One in big
capitalism and technology expands. The third world's fertile soil becomes a desert wasteland. So it takes bands to demand the government provide answers. When Lady Liberty has me bewitched like Samantha. And poverty is one of the most malignant forms of cancer. To all my black magic romances and acid rain dancers. Develop close ties like Jerry Seinfeld and George Costanza. We fear no man and throw jams that attack counterintelligence programs. Exciting like the epic adventures of Conan. I colonize minds like Zaire by the Belgians. Now what the hell is the problem with the system and what it sells us? I bring ancient relics like Wyclef with the Zealots. I saw an iron curtain called hip-hop and got it open like Boris Yeltsin. Whirlwind, tornadoes in the rainforest if you say so. KRS of the last never roar like the Green Hornet in Cato. Zach De La Roca brings the enraged flow. But all three drop science and become the most powerful alliance since NATO.
CBS Evening News.
Look, Mummy, there's snow playing up in the sky.
Good morning, Tony Fish.
Hello there, it's William Hennig. I just wondered if Tony was around.
President Bush and the American people have no regard, whatever, for the sanctity or value of human life.
I'm a pro-lifer, except for rape, incest, and terrorist acts.
This mass terrorism is a battle between the United States of America and the free and democratic world.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you that we begin bombing in 5 minutes.
Rock and roll music is the main weapon.
Of a riot, a storm, lightning, a function, the form. Far from the normal, follow like cattle. I'm more like the catalyst, calm in the midst of battle. Who let the cowboy on the saddle? You don't know a missile from a gavel. Paratera troop and flipping loops to death. Want innocent flesh, but I'm back in the sight of my foes and friends. With the force of the pen against the line, I won't call it a fend. Set a curse of murderous men in suits of professionals who act like animals. Man-child, ruthless and wild. Back on the beach to Texas, Fiora, for sure, compassionless, con, server, lethal, needle to the floor, the jaw for crime is murder. Well, I was born, voice of a riot, a storm, lightning, the function, the form. Far from the normal, follow like cattle, I'm more like the catalyst, calm in the midst of battle. Who let the cowboy on the saddle? He don't know a missile from a gavel. Today, oh boy, a snapshot of a midnight joy. Fixed and powerless, devour my hours, I'm motionless, with no rest. Cause the scream that holds the sky, under another high-tech drive-by. A lie is a god, an evil is a condor of war. Nothing more, I salam, peace, I salam. Stare into my eyes, brother, please, off our knees. Beat down with feet and disease.
from a wall. He flexes Texas twisted tongue. Poor lined up to kill in desert slums for oil that boil beneath the desert sun. Now he's big flame, flipped his game. All his targets are taking aim. All targets are taking aim. We're the targets are taking aim.
Somebody in Iraq likes to listen to Merce. I'm not gonna wanna kill him. I'm gonna wanna listen to Merce with him. I mean, why would I fight for you anyway? I didn't even vote for you. You need to start making sense. Yo. Live from the working class trash bin, where I'm surrounded by taxpayers and soon to be has-beens, where Afghanis in tents are in the past tense, and black families are pissed on with harassment. See, every night there's gunshots a couple streets from here, where young Chris and both his brothers tuck and sleep in fear, where running streams of tears pour down their faces. The way they treat this shit gets on my nerve agents. Apparently my arrogance is feeling like the arrogance, the gate up at the cemetery in the sanitarium, the Aryans and all of the nefarious amulet wearing libertarians are scared to death tearing their hair again. American marriages wearing thin as parents prepare to carefully bury their cherished kids in a garrison, attacking full speed with torches in their chariots like,
don't listen to Jay-Z, that supports the terrorists.
You gotta understand, people, Iraq is strong. They got two-headed soldiers and secret magic bombs,
what?
And flying dragons that'll eat the stomachs out their victims,
huh?
And magic wands that'll cripple cable television.
What?
Look, Bush, there's a difference between changing regime and blowing half the world off the face of the map. But if the Muslims got it right, I promise you Allah's gonna be pretty upset at you for that.
I never fought for a cause I did not believe in, especially if the cause did not believe in me. So
bow, bow,
would you pass me the ammo and hang me from my family tree? I never fought for a cause I did not believe in, especially if the cause did not believe in me. So would you pass me the ammo so I can shoot my TV?
I'm feeling so disgruntled and aroused to pull it, to shoot a conservative with a liberal amount of bullets. This is America. We roll thick like natives, traded their land and souls for casino chips. 2,000 died for you to unite, bloodshot eyes and piss because it ruined your flight, taking silencers and screwing them tight during the ride home to smell the apple pie, green grass and pine cones. A different type of threats upon the soccer moms. It's blackness to the sun's corona during Ramadan. David Koresh doesn't represent you blue eyes, but Bin Laden started a sick perverted holocaust. My Muslim friends never act like villains, but these yuppie women see him and they grab their five children. Cause Christ turned water to wine, but blood is thicker. What are you people representing with these bumper stickers? A place where inner city kids play reluctantly in. FDNY's the number one clothing company in. The presidential niece is sniffing all the drugs, but kids up in Rwanda shrug while eating water bugs. We all got a jug of brew cracked in the center of attention, thinking world trade means shoot back. Genius Anglo-Saxons that think if you move a million units overseas, you go platinum. But nah, go back to your reality show. You in the front row, just sit and let the casualties grow. And even though I pay these veterans respect, I won't pick a gun up and shoot and kill someone I've never even met. It's all right to the point there ain't shit left, except a blizzard of ashes and radiated insects. You see, these parents want these kids to enlist till their kids are the ones that get murdered by this bullshit.
I never fought for a cause I did not believe in, especially if the cause did not believe in me. So
bow, bow,
would you pass me the ammo
and hang me from my family tree?
I never fought for a cause I did not believe in, especially if the cause did not believe in me. So
bow, bow,
would you pass me the ammo so I can shoot my TV? I never fought for a cause I did not believe in, especially if the cause did not believe in me. So
bow, bow,
you pass me the ammo and hang me from my family tree. I never fought for a cause I did not believe in, especially if the cause did not believe in me. So pow, would you pass me the ammo so I can shoot my TV?
Alright, run.
My name is Todd Leibowitz with Fox 4 Live and Direct Ultra News. Don't believe the other news channels, they have ties with Al-Qaeda. Right now, we are going to go to our Baghdad correspondent, Al Simitani, to get the full Iraq report. Al?
Yes, Todd.
Al, do you have exclusive info for us?
Yes, Todd. My team has recovered some very vital information for this war. We have learned that Saddam Hussein not only has a 75-headed pit bull locked in a dungeon in one of his prime bases in Iraq, but he feeds it young American children every morning for breakfast.
Astonishing.
We'll have more for you within the hour, Todd.
Nice work.
My name is Al Simitanian, Fox.
Most Americans love their country. The rights we have under our Constitution were paid for in blood by our founding fathers and with the lives of untold American servicemen and women. The ultimate sacrifice these patriotic Americans have made allows us a freedom that's unmatched in any other country in the world. But what if an unexpected enemy threatened to remove all liberty protected by our Constitution and to substitute in its place a complete police state dictatorship that knows no law, limited only by its own whim? The following program is an urgent wake-up call.
By the time the flags rotted off of their antennas, they were questioning who the real threat is. Big brotherly love is a 21st century's plague. No matter how bloody the glove, question evidence displayed. Don't forget what 2 + 2 equals. Don't let them upgrade your math. No matter what they have as proof of evil. Remember when they went after the Jewish people? You don't recognize the same black mask as see-through? Attack of the eagles. If they don't fall dead before they reach me, I'll be damned if I don't shoot one in his bald head. Fuck what we're forcing. All I ever wanted was a warm bed and house that wasn't haunted. I'd rather die for a cause than to die just because. We exhausted natural resources, forced into war, restoring wasteful ways, keeping other countries poor. Monkey see, monkey do. I wonder what the fucking monkey saw. Keep rethinking still frames in your mind. I guarantee they will change with time. Your outline is pixelated, poor resolution. While downtime is simply wasted, you were born execution style. Head first in a trial. I'll second the motion till the jury's bored to death and puts your neck in an ocean. Situation volatile. The naked problem child is trying to find the right clown costume to make his father smile, so he bombs while he tries to tell jokes. Ain't a false alarm, can't you smell the smoke? You're in the line of fire where they buy and sell votes. Her sense of liberty doesn't ring true, stupid. That's why the bell broke. Trench coat mafiosos repel rocks at recruitment officers and rebel against cops till they hurtle infinite circles in small cell blocks. Turtle upon turtle till they're all shell shocked. This so-called president got elected in a courtroom with war efforts of pots, inherited a fortune. We talk so the veterans of war assume the revolution stopped. Hey Bobby, the masters are back.
They're back.
And they're up to no good, just like the old days. They play dead when you stood over their grave.
Bobby.
They play dead when you stood over their grave.
Don't you know?
Hey Bobby, the masters are back.
They're back.
And it's our turn to stand over their grave.
Don't you know?
I'ma do it right this time.
Right this time.
I'ma wait until their skin decays. You can't roam a lost land as a last existing dinosaur. There's no escaping ass kickings in these times of war. Replacing apples with hospitals where doctors are hostile. Killing two pterodactyls with one fossil.
I got you.
If they don't fall dead before they reach me, I'll be damned if I don't shoot one in his bald head. Fuck war force fed. All I ever wanted was a warm bed
and house that wasn't haunted.
You can thumb through novels to have your fingerprints match. Descriptions of thinking criminals committing innocent acts of compassion. Tired civilians crawling with pistols. We fired million-dollar warning missiles. Force the issues in the back of your head where eyes roll. Brainwash yourself out of that mind control. Act a fool like you're told, but we won't see no justice till that bitch removes a blindfold. This ain't a love it or leave it, it's a change it or lose it. I won't sing the anthem of a nation who never faces the music. Chasing an elusive caveman in spaceships that makes trips to the future. Is that a name brand? Faking progress, but we ain't advanced enough to change the posture of our ape stance. They got the key to the city, still they prefer the break and entry, duck and weed. I'm shedding light inside the shadow box to make it empty.
Bobby, the masters are back.
They're back.
And they're up to no good, just like the old days. They play dead when you stood over their graves.
Bobby.
They play dead when you stood over their graves.
Don't you know?
Hey, Bobby, the masters are back.
They're back.
And it's our turn to stand over their graves.
Don't
knows? I'ma do it right this time.
Right this time.
I'ma wait until their skin decays.
Attack of the eagles.
If they don't fall dead before they reach me, I'll be damned if I don't shoot one in his bald head. Fuck what we're force fed. All I ever wanted was a warm bed.
Warm bed.
There's nothing scarier than the human stories I tell ghosts. Chilling accounts with my tongue frozen to bedposts. The catharsis of carcasses whenever threats are close. Shows a heartlessness that doesn't register in stethoscopes. Sell your hopes for a homeland security chart. Till your sense of selves are broken, no man's peering the heart. Preventive detention for the folks who never left home. Tensions have grown 24-7 red zone.
Scare tactics
got you under control.
The fear factors
of a color code. The uppers know they can't hold you down without having ankles attached.
It's all the same.
Nah, balls and chains on ankles don't match. So drag your torso back to the off-road. We may have lost the fashion battle, but we ain't lost the wardrobe. Go window shopping for your next free meal.
Cause when we start the revolution, all you probably do is steal.
Hey Bobby, the masses are back.
They're back.
And they're up to no good, just like the old days. They play dead when you stood over their grave.
Bobby.
They play dead when you stood over their grave.
Don't you know?
Hey Bobby, the masses are back.
They're back.
And it's our turn to stand over their grave.
Don't you know?
I'ma do it right this time. Cause I'ma wait, I'ma wait,
I'ma wait,
I'ma wait,
I'ma wait,
I'ma wait,
I'ma wait,
I'ma wait,
I'ma wait,
I'ma wait.
Power belongs in the hands of people.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. The dollar buys the nickels worth. Banks are going bust. We know things are bad, worse than bad.
Bad, man.
They're crazy, 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 crazy.
10 seconds to commercial.
Sometimes extreme behavior can be the warning sign of a mental illness. Learn to see the sickness.
The President of the United States!
Regrettably, we now believe that only force will make him leave.
The sickness.
Regrettably,
bloodshed.
We now believe
strife.
That only force
riot.
Will make him leave.
Right!
I am certain our cause is just, a gallon of gas. And I am certain our cause is moral, loss of life. And I am certain our cause is right.
Give me the goddamn money. A new world order.
I don't know.
There's a time when the operation of the machine becomes so
to you.
How do you feel?
It's the right thing to do.
It's up to you.
It's the right thing to do.
Yeah. It's up to you.
Let me tell you
what it is.
Power.
It's up to you.
You.
Up to you.
Choice.
It's up to you.
Up to you.
You.
Change the world.
It's up to you.
Up to you.
Power!
Do what's right.
It's up to you.
You.
One more time.
Power.
It's up to you.
It's the right thing to do.
Yes, sir.
Choice.
It's up to you.
It's the right thing to do.
How do you feel?
Change the world.
It's up to you.
It's the right thing to do. Do what's right.
It's up to you.
It's the right thing to do.
Oh, yeah.
What a group of kids we've sent out into the world.
In 1965, Vietnam seemed like just another foreign war. But it wasn't. It was different in many ways. And so were those who did the fighting. In World War II, the average age of the combat soldier was 26. In Vietnam, he was 19. 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 19.
The heaviest fighting of the past 2 weeks continued today, 25 miles northwest of Saigon.
I wasn't really sure what was going on.
Soldier typically served a 12-month tour of duty, but was exposed to hostile fire almost every day.
people have no regard whatever for the sanctity or value of human life.
I'm a pro-lifer, except for rape, incest, and terrorist acts.
This mass terrorism is a battle between the United States of America and the free and democratic world.
My fellow American, I'm pleased to tell you that we begin bombing in 5 minutes.
We've offered President Bush and the American people our buildings, our major financial and business institutions, and our condemnation.
We'll be right back. setting them straight.
Utterly, utterly out of control.
First century revolution.
Not an
our names, will you erode the very freedoms you have claimed to fight for?
Thank you. America number one is alive still. How many innocent people are killed? Do our soldiers believe in a fascism? No, they just couldn't get a job, so they had to go and get ground up in Bush's war machine. What the fuck do the polls on TV mean? We won't give our consent to blow up foreign soil. No blood for oil. War. What is it good for? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You gotta have something. You gotta have peace. January 15th, 1991. The deadline, curious George gave Saddam Hussein to evacuate troops from Kuwait. Oh yes, curious George Bush, the same curious George that vetoed the civil rights bill. Ironic enough, the birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King, the drum major for peace.
War is not the answer. War is not the answer. War is not the answer. War is not the answer.
I don't understand it, it makes my blood boil. On foreign soil, trading blood for oil. How many heroes will there be from this war? And what the hell are we really fighting for? Why in the hell would I serve my time to Sam? When Sam don't give a damn. Now here's an opportunity for peace and unity. Ceasefire in the Middle East. It's time to increase peace.
People hear us Yeah.